Only on her wedding day did Saraswati realize that this was to be her husband. The priest let it be known that low-caste girls like her arriving in the village would absolve their whole family of servitude. But for Saraswati and her friend Paras, servitude felt close to home. It was they and many others who had to walk 8 hours each day to the well to fetch water for the village. When spotted praying, the girls would swear they were dutiful wives, praying for the long lives of their creaking husbands. But rather than the god of eternal youth, they were praying to the god of water, praying for the well to dry up. Only then would they have a chance of freedom. The gods seemed to be answering their prayers. The well was going dry. Today, Paras wondered at the sudden spring in Saraswati's step. The bells on Saraswati's anklets seemed to beckon even the birds to gossip. And Paras wanted to know her secret. She sat down, refusing to go forward until she knew it. Her secret? The boy who comes to their village every 6 months to sell medicinal oils. Cried Paras. The girls were overcome with jealousy and rage. But this is soon forgotten. Water is more precious. He told me I was the only one too, Saraswati sighed. Don't worry, he won't be coming back for 6 months, but we must make this journey together every day. For the rest of our lives, said Paras. No, only until the well runs dry, replied Saraswati, and then we will be free.